It is Sunday, March 30th, 2025, 7:07 a.m. Another beautiful day here in Hawaii. However, above me is a whole lot of stringy, spiderwebby, disgusting geoengineering artifacts making the blue sky a hazy, disgusting, off-white. And then 20,000 feet below that stratospheric level are these gorgeous low-lying cumulus clouds that have this sheer, kind of a flat bottom that's about maybe 3,000 feet in elevation, you know, above the ocean. Going up maybe 1,000 feet, 1,500 feet above that. And it's just, that's how it rolls in Hawaii. Again, these low, fluffy clouds with a flat bottom going up to maybe 5,000 feet in the, you know, at the tops of these clouds. And then above it, though, the fake stuff. What's interesting here, and I'll get to etheric symptoms in a moment, but I don't see the lines in the sky here. I was in a more quiet area, another part of the island, where sometimes I would hear some planes at night. But, you know, I didn't see any real plane traffic during the day. And there would be some mornings where, actually it's fairly common, I will see some shorter segments or lines in the morning, just as the sun is rising. But they quickly fan out and become haze at, again, the 50,000 foot level or so. You know, I watch a number of walk and talk podcasters on YouTube, and I'll see behind them or above them in the background the distinct lines that were so common in California that happen throughout the day and fan out to create this stuff over the course of the day. And I guess, you know, my thought is that aesthetics are not so important in California, and they can always blame the extra commercial air traffic that occurs there compared to Hawaii. As far as like why these lines are there, and they can have their their psychological operation response of, you know, deal with it. It's just how air, you know, this has always been this kind of a persistent contrail is something that California's always had, but it's simply not the case. Here in Hawaii, we're not in, this is not a general, here on the Big Island, there is not, you know, we are not beneath commercial air travel routes in general here. And so people would find it very suspicious to have visible airplanes during the day, leaving these long lines behind them. So I'll just say, you know, I guess one more thing is I really haven't seen, you know, maybe a couple of times at night, I've seen them kind of fresh. If it's a full moon, I'll see some fresh stuff. But I haven't seen airplanes doing their thing. And so while, you know, I don't give much credence to advanced air travel technology or some kind of alien thing. I mean, all that stuff, you know, being responsible in terms of like, is there invisible tech going on up there where they can have machinery or processes that are occurring at that level that I'm not able to see, but that are dispersing thousands or millions of tons of harmful chemicals and biological agents on us? I don't know. Maybe they are. Sometimes I wonder. Because occasionally I will see what appears to be a fresh, just segment. And segment means maybe it goes 5 miles, 10 miles of just a line in the sky. And then that becomes haze. But I don't see an airplane generating it. And so I trust my eyes. I trust my physical bodily responses to things. And, you know, I don't know what's doing it. But the sky is absolutely fucked. It's absolutely wrecked after this activity. And, you know, I've got my, what do I have in my house? In my classroom, I've got an Austin. I have an Austin and a Winix air purifiers. I got two of them, you know, one of each that are on constantly, even when I'm not there. At my rental, and I kind of under, you know, I've been trying to buy a house, but they're so expensive right now. So I'm a renter. Just want to underscore that. All the silver I bought in 2009, you know, it's still languishing, relative to the stock market and, even gold at this point. Train of thought. But at my rental, yeah, so if it had done better, then I'd be buying a house already. But anyways, at my rental, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. So I've got this tiny 400 square foot bungalow with 4 air purifiers going on constantly. Because there is, I would say, more than half the time, we've got skies that looked destroyed and sick, which is better than California. Seemed like two out of three or three out of four days would be that way. Okay, enough of that. I've got a boatload of things to talk about. Not sure that I'll get through it, and I'll just call it a day on this entry. But I would say a month ago, the succubus or the broken heart of my spiritual wife, and that's what it is, was really not able to get much beyond my wrists in terms of the movement of energy and the pain or frustration and health of my fingers were pretty much left alone. Thumb, she couldn't get down there. She tried, and you know, either the blessing of this body or the blessing of my mind and the connection, the many, many connections I have to my fingers, was just more than she could really accomplish. But overcome. But she's overcoming them. And there's a persistent numbness now in my left thumb, left index finger, and this pain at my, in my left forearm and at my wrist with this sort of numbness of my fingers there, or at least a tingling, a lightness, a loss of vitality that is real. And so that expansion of her attack has been something to deal with. Not a pleasant thing at all. There's more. in the past week. So I would say this, the first time it was like ever like this, in the last couple of weeks, she's had an ongoing pressure right, it's just to the left of my sinoatrial node. It's like a little knot, a little indentation, a portion of the top left portion of my heart. At least that's what it appears. You know, just, you know, to the left of my sternum, thymus gland, just maybe a nickel-sized area of, you call it etheric attack. There's either pressure there, and it's this past week there was an episode of it. I moved and it was kind of so intense there, and it like connected to my left hip, almost causing a heart attack, and I had to lean over and, you know, try to dissipate it, dig my fingers into the area, stretch here and there, but it was an attempt to electrically or physiologically short circuit my heart muscle. I'm gonna pause a second. And yes, I felt also connected to my heart a couple of other times. These long strands of like high tension lines that she's been able to establish coming down from my heart, either towards my toward my prostate or toward the right side of my torso down below, you know, at the bottom of the torso. But these longer kind of trails, or what do you call it? What do octopi have? Arms, let's say, etheric arms, tethers to help draw energy, to help short circuit my heart. And it was, there was probably a couple of hours of attempt to establish permanent taps to my heart that she's never done before, not like this. I have had taps at my hips, taps in my arms and shoulders. You know, I spoke of initially, you know, these threads of painful, sharp energy coming up out of my shoulders, October of 2023. So I've been dealing with this coming up on a year and a half. And it's just grown. You know, what started as these little tentative little threads have become ropes that have been more permanent. And I haven't fasted successfully in over a year, which may be the only way to dissolve this. I've been trying to exercise or live well, relatively well, and, you know, in terms of not eating too much, certainly haven't been successful there. And nothing's been really, I haven't been, what I was using this word, impeccable. I haven't been impeccable, which might have made a difference. You know, eating one meal a day, being super restrained and purposeful in my life. You know, it is next to impossible to be impeccable in a workplace where there's just, you know, multiple women who are seeking out my attention far too frequently, and just expectations that are unreasonable and unpleasant to comply with, you know, to get my paycheck. And so whatever the case is in terms of what's the vibrational level that you're able to achieve in the course of life, I just haven't been able to do it. And it doesn't help to have a negative entity seeking to undermine you and make those decisions, those good choices, much more difficult to make. It just makes it all that much harder. You know, makes the bar, very much above my reach. And I haven't fasted, so I don't really know to what extent the fasting can truly dissolve or limit her maliciousness. But it is the case that if I go more than a couple of hours without eating, I'll get these a feeling of something caught in my throat, irritating stimulation along my esophagus, etc. You know, where it seems like something's stuck in your throat, something's, like you just had you swallowed something and it was, got stuck down there, and you need to eat more to like wash it down. And it shouldn't, I haven't eaten in a while, and so why am I feeling this way? Well, it's being brought upon me artificially, maliciously, malevolently, with the intended purpose of keeping spiritual salvation at bay, which is, I guess, fasting represents. Although I don't know how well that works anymore, because the last time I fasted 13 days, it was not successful, and the succubus was able to basically prevent my bladder from functioning, causing a bloating, the most painful bloating in my stomach that I've ever had in my life. I couldn't touch anywhere around my abdomen. It was just painfully bloated with body fluids that needed to find release. So I don't even know if a fast works anymore, if I'm that far gone. And there's been some other symptoms, I think. So yeah, the heart is being tapped in a way that I've never experienced before. And anything else? And I'll just call this because I'm coming up on my rental here. Anything else? Yes, I will, a few more things. I will be looking at myself in the mirror at work and noting how gray, how tired I look. And even after 3 hours or 4 hours of working, the glow, kind of like my spirit shining through, won't come. It just is not coming. It'll be like 1 p.m. I've been at work for 5 hours, and normally the juices get flowing and the spirit starts to shine, and you start looking healthy. And that simply has been absent to a large extent recently. It's never been this way. I would say in the past month, I'll have a gray affect to my face that I have not had before. And at the same time, I believe it's been, I don't know, man, because I had a dermatologist appointment this past Wednesday, and there's like this kind of a rash, this bright red discoloration of skin around my groin, around my testicles, and the skin of my groin and inner thigh will be inflamed and red, or patches of that. At the same time, there's in the past week, it's what you call a ringworm, but there's like an inch wide fungal infection, is what they said it was, at my right left elbow, inside of my left elbow. And so in the groin area, she attributed that to candida. And so, yeah, I'm eating way too much sugar. part of it. But the other is that, as I told them, you know, this is a sign of an unhealthy body. The chemistry, of course, the chemistry is off, but etherically, I am so undermined right now that disease, illness, a much broader, pH and energetic imbalance is establishing itself in me. And it's manifesting now as fungus and yeast taking over my body. And that, you know, leads to much, much deeper illness. You know, there are whole, you know, there's whole divisions of medicine, energetic medicine, that describe hold on, let me just wrap this up. So the succubus, this negative, this inversion, energetic inversion within me is growing in power. What was an assault upon my heart and brain initially has become more broadly an energetic depletion and illness throughout my body, which now is manifesting as fungal and candida infections that I have never experienced before. In my whole life, I have never had candida around my, in my groin. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's only there because it's hot, it's warm down there, but not terribly so. And I don't exercise enough to, to have that area be sweaty and moist a lot. But my body is weaker. You know, when you see a tree that's dying, that tree gets fungus and moss growing on it more so. Certainly fungus. It reminds me of the mistletoe growing on the juniper trees in the foothills of the mountains of the high desert in Southern California. It's like the immune system, the healthy functioning of the plant in question has been seized upon or taken advantage by parasites. You know, yeast to this extreme, and the fungus in my left arm, they wouldn't occur in a healthy body, a body with, I think I read this article on Zeta potential. So Z-E-T-A, all it is a name to describe a certain measure of energetic vitality of a human being. Maybe it can be used to measure other life forms, but certainly it's used to measure humans' energy. And so the more that you can strengthen the biofield, the energetic envelope that gives life or is an expression of life in the human body, the more that that can be strengthened, the more that your body is defended against these pathogens, because you can have fungus in the brain. You can have fungus in a whole lot of places that it doesn't belong. And it leads to, you know, greater worsened disease outcomes. So, and I think this, again, this, the fungus on my arm, it's in the last 2 weeks. The candida around my groin, it's been there now, 4 months or something like that. And so I just want to say that. So my body is experiencing an energetic decline in vitality, which is concerning. I talked about how my hands are being more taken over. And then the lack, okay, so this energy, the zeta potential, or the lack of it in me, is absolutely evident in the lack of light, the lack of vitality in my face during the day. I can look at people in that grayed affect. It's like a shroud that covers them, and it usually presages death and disease. I look for this light, this life, this measure of life force in other people, and it is expressed through the face and the skin broadly. And to see me look so clogged, so hampered, was just completely baffling, because I have a good idea on where it's coming from, but it was certainly concerning. And and so I do wonder whether a 4-day, 6-day, 8-day fast, and I think I can do that while I'm working, if I'm just steadfast in my resolve. I'm wondering if it'll bring more life back to my face. Undo or dissolve the force of negativity within me. I do believe that ketosis, the body's burning fat and ketones for fuel rather than glycogen, because those are the only words I can use to describe, you know, what is probably a far more complex problem a process. But I think if I can engage that it automatically has a healing effect on mitochondrial function. I read something recently that cancer is a mitochondrial disease. And I also have a hypothesis, just putting a few things together without knowing the science, but the generation of light, the vibrational capacity within the body, has a lot to do with the mitochondrial functioning. They are energy producers, but I also think they are light producers, and they are healed and strengthened in ketosis, in fasting. Because I know the last time I did a fast, it was like day 4 of the fast, and I was at school, and I was glowing. And some people, I could see a recognition in their faces that I was more persuasive, more attractive as a human being than I was previously. And it was because of spirit being unencumbered or unshackled, unrestrained through the fasting. And it was evident in my face. In my emotional presence. Let me just think. Anything else? No, I don't want to belabor. Those are the main things. Loss of vitality, broadly. Hands and fingers becoming more compromised. And then attacks, and then literal. Lines of attack anchoring into the outsides of my heart and trying to short circuit my heart muscle functioning. So I got to get more serious. And that's it for now. Wishing you all success on your spiritual paths. May you follow your heart. May your actions be guided by good discernment, and may you have some luck along the way, some good fortune support you also. Godspeed.